Blog Talk Radio.
TGIM, thank God it's Monday. Are you ready for another week? I hope so. I'm ready for another week. On a scale of 1 to 10, my motivational level is somewhere around 100. I believe I could whip a bear with a switch this week. So I hope everybody had a good weekend. This is Travis Martin. Yes, it's me again. If you're new to Shibboleth, if you're new to working with me on weight loss and wellness and such things, I'll tell you a little bit about me. Started many years ago, I was overweight, considerably overweight. I was over 300 pounds. Over 300 pounds on multiple prescription medications. And this program changed my life. I finally lost the weight. I've kept it off. I come off all prescription medications. And what I did, many, many others have done too. In fact, to date, our clients have recorded in a short time with Shibboleth close to 3 million pounds of weight loss. That's pretty incredible. Bless the name of the Lord. So I hope everybody here is ready to start a week. I hope last week was great. I hope you lost weight. You know, if you had what we call on planet Shibboleth, if you had perfect days, more perfect days than holidays, you done well. If you had four perfect days and three holidays, you probably maintained. If you had five perfect days and two holidays, you probably lost a little bit of weight. If you had six perfect days, if you made the decision to have six perfect days and only had one holiday, I'm certain you lost weight. I'm certain you lost body fat. If you made the decision to have all perfect days last week, well, my friend, you blow towards some body fat. You can make the decision to do that each and every week. I remember when I started, I couldn't have been more fired up. The new car smell was on it. You know what I mean? It was new to me. I was fired up. New car smell was there. I get going. I locked it down and I ripped off the fat burning knob. I lost 44 pounds in 6 weeks. And something happens when you make that type of decision. And how do you even get to that type of decision? Well, first of all, there has to be enough disgust and enough pain in your life that you must get away from that pain. You must get away from that disgust. I was disgusted with myself. I was in such incredible pain on so many levels. Mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually, I was in pain. I'd look in the mirror, and I even seen myself worse than I was. Disgust. And that caused me to get up and get moving. So pain and disgust isn't a bad thing. It's necessary. It's necessary. It's a necessary catalyst to get you up and get you moving, or else you would continue to be complacent. You would continue to settle. You would continue to stay in the quicksand and sink and do as many do with their weight and with their food addiction. Wait until they perceive, notice I said perceive, that it's too late. And they just can't do anything about it. So you got to find some level of pain and disgust to get moving. And that's what I did. I found that pain. Have you found your pain? Have you found some level of disgust and pain enough to get you up and get you moving? To get you up and help you make good weight loss decisions? Good food choices? You can get away from that pain. But here's what happens. You make that decision because of that pain. You get up, you get moving. As soon as the pain and the disgust begins to dissipate, you have to be careful for complacency. The diet devil loves it when we begin to get a little prideful and to begin to become a little complacent when we begin to stop submitting ourselves to the rules of our chosen. Notice I'm saying chosen, choices, decision. We begin to violate the rules that previously we decided and made a decision to submit to. Now, we're not going to submit to those anymore because we're feeling a little better. We've gotten away from the fire. We've gotten away from the pain. And we get complacent and we fall right back into bad habits. No, you have to find also a vision. A vision. You have to have a vision. The Bible says people without a vision perish. So you have to find some set of goals that are important to you that you just got to have, you want to have, because you realize that obtaining those goals that you're visualizing is totally going to transform your life, the quality of your life. It's going to transform your relationships, how you interact with people, how you enjoy fun things. I couldn't even enjoy fun things when I was overweight. I was miserable all the time. Doesn't have to be that way, but you've got to find that pain. You've got to somehow see forward that there's some type of pleasure that can be yours, and you have to continue to pursue it. After I lost 44 pounds, I got a little complacent. But that momentum and journaling about how great I felt caused me to get right back going not soon after I hit that little plateau that I hit. And I went on to lose 100 pounds. And then I got complacent, stopped making good decisions more frequently, and gained a little bit back. Then life got in the way, gained a little bit back. But at some point, you just have to make a decision. You have to choose in this life what you want. You have to believe in God, that if you diligently seek God, God will reward you. And you have to believe in yourself that you can do whatever you set your mind to do. If your goals are godly goals, and you ask for your godly goals, you ask, Bible says, ask and you shall receive. You have not because you ask not. You ask and have not because you ask amiss, that you might consume the chimichanga upon your own lust. But if our goals are godly and in line with what God wants for our life, all we have to do is ask and then get up and move. Not going to be the scope of the podcast today, but I could give you story after story after story in the Bible about how God did things for people, supernatural things for people that had the faith, but they were willing to move. You got to be willing to take up your bed and walk. What does that mean to me today? That means you're going to have to relinquish your excuses. You have excusitis. You have excusitis. Travis, I need more motivation. No, you don't. You don't need any more motivation. You need decision. And that's going to be what we talk about, or at least the brunt of what we talk about today is going to be talking about decision. I hope you've made some decisions for this week. I started this podcast off talking about last week. That's in the past. Whether it was a perfect week or whether it was a blow-it hog trough week, it's over. You don't need no more pats on the back. That's not going to get you where you want to go. You did good. If you had a perfect week, hey, way to go. Awesome. Let's keep going. Let's obtain the prize. If you had a blow-it week and you hog troughed it all week, not going to do us any good to lament and mourn over that. Yes, it's more wasted time. You wasted more time, but it's going to do us no good to cry about it, to boohoo about it. Oh, precious, let's wipe the tear from your eye. Let's get back going. Today is the day of choice. Today is the day of decision. Today is the day of salvation. Not tomorrow, not yesterday. Today is the day of salvation. So last week, if you had more perfect days than holidays, at a minimum, you maintained. If you really locked it down and you had one or two holla meals at most, you did good. That's the way this lifestyle works. It's just mathematics. It's just management. Managing the eating culture that we live in, managing our behaviors, managing our food, managing our choices. That's what we have to do. Let me read you a quote. Decide what you want. I hope somebody's listening. That's the only thing about these podcasts. You don't see the real-time thread. In some ways, it makes it easier. Makes it easier. In some ways, it makes it more difficult because I like to interact and engage. By the way, before I get into our quote, if you'd like to call in today, we'd love to hear from you. We'd love to answer your nutritional questions. You don't even have to state your name. You can ask anonymously if you want. Old Trav is here to help you. I'm well qualified to help you if you'll have a willing and wanting heart. But we'd love to have you call in 929-477-1287 if you got a good internet connection. If we have several people in the queue, then just bear with us. We'll get to you. If you have a bad connection and we have to hang up on you, we apologize in advance because we don't want to do that. But sometimes technology doesn't cooperate. But we would love to hear your testimony or answer your nutrition questions. We've got a caller. I'm about to answer that call. Let me give you this quote. Decide what you want. Decide what you are willing to exchange for it. Establish your priorities and go to work. I love that quote. That quote's so simple. I'm probably going to beat this one to death here because when people tell me that they can't lose weight, I say, oh, hogwash, if I'm talking to them one-on-one and nobody's around so they don't feel embarrassed. I just tell them like it is. Decide what you want. Decide what you're willing to exchange for it. Establish your priorities and go to work. Here's the deal. I hope our caller will bear with us for just a minute. Here's the deal. You're not overweight because of anything other than you fail to make a decision that's life-changing. You've decided what you want, and you want the food more than you want the weight loss and the wellness and the self-confidence and the self-esteem. Decide what you're willing to exchange for that good. What are you willing to exchange for weight loss and wellness? Are you willing to exchange some poisonous foods and overindulgence in those poisonous foods? Are you willing to exchange your false God, your false idol, for the good that God has for you? If you're not, it's because you haven't properly established your priorities and you haven't went to work. You must decide. You must make a decision. Let's see who we've got on the line here. Hello, can you hear me?
I can. It's Donna Eason. How are you doing, Travis?
I'm doing good. Who is this?
Donna Eason.
Hey, Donna. How are you, friend?
Good. I just wanted to tell you thank you for doing that grocery store tour last week because it got me on track. I've had perfect days ever since, and I'm now down 5 pounds in 4 days.
Oh my gosh, that's incredible. I know that feels good.
I've been struggling, so it really helped me a lot.
I wish you could see the permagrin I have on my face when someone says something like that. No, really, because Donna, I mean, you made my day, because 5 pounds in 4 days, that means you're getting momentum.
Yes.
You're getting momentum,
yes.
And that's a big part of the battle. How
and
long
I'll tell you what kind of momentum. I'll tell you what kind of momentum I've got from just Thursday. My family, of course, loves to go out to eat, and when we do, it's places that you would think you can't stay good, like Hooters or IHOP or whatever. But Hooters, I went to Hooters with them. I had steamed shrimp and a side salad. Went to IHOP yesterday, and I had an egg white omelet with spinach and vegetables and salsa. I mean, I really think I've got my mojo back. And you know I've been on this program a long time and struggling for a long time. I started last March in 2017, lost 35 pounds, and thought, woo, I'm doing great. And then something happened, and I lost it, and I've not been perfect since. I've just been struggling, and now I feel like I've got it back, finally. Thank you.
No, you. Thank you. So let me ask you this. Maybe you can help somebody out there. So you said you've been struggling for a long time. A few days ago, you made a decision. You made a decision.
Yep.
I'm going to get going again. What caused you to make that decision?
It really started with the grocery store tour. Something in that whole thing that you did just clicked with me, and I was able to see that I can do any kind of food that I want.
Yes.
As long as I pick the right kind of food, you know. I can still have spaghetti if I want. It's just got to be that right kind. And that's what happened. It just kind of clicked again.
Yes. And two, the Bible says this, and this is not to be compared to the Bible, but faith come by hearing, hearing come by the word of God. How can they hear without a preacher? So Sasha and I just talked about this morning. Just this morning, she said a former Thriver told her, what's the company we used to be involved with, for those that don't know, a former Thriver came over to Shibboleth and said, I'm ready to get started. And they told Sasha, I don't need classes, though. I already know it all. And I think that's where we err sometimes. Sometimes the repetitive hearing of something, it will click differently at different times in your life based upon the experiences that you're going through.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Another thing, it does. And another thing I'm doing is I'm finally journaling again.
Yes. Big difference.
As much
Big
as
difference.
I hate to write down what I eat, you're right. The journaling is the key.
It is. It has been my key, Donna. It has. I tell people, well, you've heard it. I just beat this to death, too. If it were not for my journal, I do not think that I would have kept my weight off. I can lose it without a journal because I get fired up. But then life gets in the way, and I lose sight of what I was trying to accomplish all along.
Right, and that's what happened to me after I lost that 35 pounds, I think. I quit journaling. I thought I had it in the bag, and life got in the way. You know, summer was there and just different things happening. And, life got in the way.
Yeah. What's your goal this time? How much are you trying to lose?
My first goal is 50 pounds. But I need to lose way more than that. I need to lose about 150.
You can do it. You can do it. I mean, I know that you've seen all these other folks around you that are doing it, have done it. And time will pass whether you do it or not. I want to encourage you with this, too. I, too, like Hooters. You know why? I love their shrimp. And, you know, when folks go there, every once in a while you get an invite and somebody wants to go there. And they get hamburgers and wings and all this stuff. And I'm sitting there eating shrimp and a salad. And in my mind, because I love that, I'm eating a lot better, a lot tastier food, and I'm not going to feel bad afterwards, and I'm going to lose weight. I don't know why everybody wouldn't just focus on what they could have, not on what they can't have, and just do it. Make a decision. It's
yep.
so easy.
And that's, it's funny because I had your that message you just said, focus on what you can have and not what you can't have. And that's how I went through that day or the whole weekend actually and stayed perfect. We even went to the movies. And I didn't eat that popcorn that I love so much because I wasn't focused on the popcorn. I was focused on just being with my family and watching a movie.
That's so key, too. Enjoying something or someone more than we enjoy food. I tell myself all the time now, Donna, when I'm tempted, wait a minute. Been there, done that. I know where that path leads. I'd rather learn new things, new ways, new people to enjoy rather than just constantly living to eat. It's
right. And the other thing you've been saying a lot, because I listen to you all the time, even when I'm not losing. But the other thing you say is, sorry, I just lost my train of thought, but basically you always say to I can't remember. I'm sorry. I think it's because we're live.
that'll do it. I promise.
Yeah.
The minute we're live, you think there are people listening to me, you start wanting to shut down. Yeah. Hey, I'm glad that you called in, Donna. You're a blessing to all of us. And just realize that, too, when you don't feel like doing this, do it anyway and realize that there are people watching and we're supposed to live this life in a way that saves lives and not be a stumbling block to people. We never think about our eating habits being a stumbling block to people. We are sometimes people's worst diet devil. So what you're doing is setting a good example for those that you love and are in your center of influence.
I hope so. I just got my mojo back, and I was so excited I had to share it.
I'm glad you did. You made everyone's day. I'm certain we'll get feedback. It's so funny because I used to do these podcasts. I'm doing them again. Finally got set up in a play. Got to work on the sound stuff. But I will always get feedback. I love it when people call in, and I wish more people would call in. And I'm like, why don't you call in? Oh, no, I'm not calling in.
Yeah.
It's funny. Well, thanks for calling in today. God bless you, sis.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. Hey, y'all, that was pretty cool, wasn't it? Donna Eason has got momentum. For those of you, for those of you that heard that and wondering about grocery store tours, certainly in North Georgia, we do in-person grocery tours. But we also do what Donna was talking about was a virtual grocery tour where we went through the basic food items because everything you need comes from the local grocery store. I can't tell you how many times someone's heard something or they go to the website and then I get an email and they go, yeah, but how much of your food do I have to buy? Nothing. You can do everything that you need to do from the local grocery store. And by the way, Donna, I'm having spaghetti tonight. I like what Donna said because she realized she can have anything. It's just a matter of choosing the right types of pasta, the right types of ground beef, ground meat, whatever you're using in your spaghetti. It's just a matter of choosing the right things. And it's this way. I said, focus on what you can have, not on what you can't have. I think this is not as easy to say, so I don't say it because it's longer, but this is the right thing to say. Focus on what you love and helps you lose weight. Don't focus on what you love because I know you love it all. What you love that causes you to gain weight. So how can you go wrong there? You focus on, man, I love this food, and it helps me lose weight. So why don't you choose it? Since that's what we're talking about today. decision.
By the way, we still have time. If you'd like to call in, 929-477-1287.
Ah, we have another caller.
This is going to be cool. And we are going to get to talk about decision today. So y'all bear with me because these callers may have some really cool stuff. You may listen to them more than you listen to me. A prophet has no honor in their own country. And I know y'all hear me so much, you begin to tune me off. So maybe you won't tune off some of these brothers and sisters that have a word. Let's see who we got here. Hello, can you hear me?
I can.
All right, who's speaking with me?
My name is Wendy, and I'm fairly new. And you'll probably get sick of me before I'm done with all this stuff because I'm really fired up on all this.
All right, I won't get sick of that. Talk to us. What you got on your mind?
Well, I came in a couple weeks ago and joined, and I had lost a lot of weight before I got there, but I still have more to lose. I'd lost 150 pounds before I got to you. And I just wanted to say, and I feel like this is important to point out, I've done a lot of different things to try to get this weight off of me, and I have been doing this for a couple weeks now, and it's had some good results. And I just want to say that this is a lot more freedom with what you can eat than you'll find anywhere else that I have seen. I did low-carb, ketogenic diet and everything, but I'm just saying this has got a lot more flexibility and freedom, and you can make it work.
Yes, yes, you sound fired up.
I am.
I love it, I love it.
I've
awesome job.
I've lost 25 pounds since I started with you guys April 14th.
No.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to believe that except for me.
Well, I weighed in your office the day I started.
That's awesome. 25 pounds?
I weighed in Cartersville the day that I started. Now, of course, I had different clothes on, but, yeah, 25 pounds from your scale to mine.
Well, tell us what you – again, I know the program, but there's people listening. Tell us what you've done to get that weight off thus far.
Drank a lot more water than I used to. Boy, I drank water, but probably not enough. That's been a big thing. I've really been pushing that water, and the combinations I think are what's helping me so much, because I was used to doing low carb and I hadn't drank sodas in years and I haven't eaten sugar in almost 2 years. It's taken me 20 months to get this 150 pounds off me up to now, and so so I'm just really fired up with this.
That's awesome. So this has been something you've been dealing with for a long time, right?
I've been big my whole life. I have never been a normal size, not as a child, not as a little girl, not as a six-year-old going into the first grade, ever. Never have I ever been a normal size. I was a size 34 when I started.
Let me say this to you, though. Yes, you've lost 25 with Shibboleth, but up to that.
I sure have.
You lost 150, right?
Yes, sir.
That's amazing. I tell people all the time, I don't care what you do. Our heart is for people to get their life back and get what they want. And I'm glad this is working for you. But, Wendy, do you realize the strength of character and will that you have inside of you to accomplish that much? I mean, that's not an
I
easy
do,
task.
I do, but I know that the Lord has given it to me. I have two special needs children, and that is why I'm doing what I'm doing, because I will have to raise them until I can't take care of them anymore, probably. And, I mean, I don't know what the future holds, but I have to prepare for the worst and hope for the best. And so the Lord prepared me for this all my life, and I see it now looking back down the road, because I used to work with people with children with special needs and then with adults with special needs before I had my children. So the Lord made my path, and He laid it in front of me.
But wait a minute now, Wendy. We're talking about today. Y'all listen, please, because Wendy, I believe God had her call in. We're talking about decision. We're talking about choices. And I get to talk to a lot of people every day, and you don't meet many Wendys. She has two special needs children. I don't pretend to know what she goes through on a daily basis.
I can't tell you how many times I hear people who have special needs children or are some type of caretaker that use that as an excuse to not do this.
No, as a reason. It's not an excuse.
Amen. So you're taking what some call an obstacle, you're taking it and it's jet fuel for you. You're doing it for them.
I can get in the floor with these babies now and I can take care of them and I don't break down and I can go places with them and I'm not afraid to take both of them out by myself. You know, I can do all these things that I couldn't do before. I can breathe and I don't hurt and I don't feel bad and I'm better for them.
You're unstoppable. I can hear it in your voice. And
I'm never going to quit. I may fall down. I may stumble. I may backslide one day or two. But the difference is that I'll forget about it today, tomorrow, and I'll get back up and I'll just start over again because I'm going to just keep climbing that mountain until I get to the top. And when I get to the top, I'm going to stay right where I'm at.
Do you know how I know that you're full of the Holy Spirit? People, a lot of times they'll say, you know, well, that person was passionate or their voice was passionate. What she just said is all Bible. It's all Bible. Everything that she said was Bible. It's Scripture. The living Word is in her, and she's just spewing it out. She's just spewing it out. That's God speaking through you, Wendy. Amazing stuff. Can't get over your accomplishment, though. Because, look, I've lost over 100. I haven't lost 150. And I know what I went through when I started to try to lose that weight, and I realize how the effort it is to keep it off. You're a killer. I mean, you're slaying this thing. You keep going. You keep inspiring people. And realize today that you inspired people. You did. You keep
doing
it.
Well, I just wanted you to know what I appreciate, what you have laid out here in front of me, and the Lord's put it in my path, and I appreciate it because He's given me a path to something that's sustainable.
Yes, yes. I like when you said, I may fall, but I'll get back up, because the Bible says that the righteous will fall down, is it 7 or 8 times? But anyway, the righteous will fall down, but each time they'll get back up, where the wicked falls and never gets back up. We're all going to fall. The point is, when we stumble and fall, jump right back up. Don't delay. Get right back up. Get going. Time's going to pass whether we do this or not. You're stepping into greatness, girl. You really are. So proud of you.
I'm just thrilled to be a part of this. I'm thankful.
Well, we're thankful for you. Each and every member that comes and helps us inspire people to, because, you know, let's make no mistake about it. Obesity, being overweight, is the leading cause of all premature death in our country. So it's not just something, well, I want to feel better. This is saving lives, and you just help save lives.
That's a wonderful thing, then.
You're a blessing. Anything you'd like to share before we go?
No, sir, I probably said more than everybody needed to hear anyway, but I sure do appreciate you letting me say it because I really wanted you to know that I think this is the most sustainable thing I've seen, and it's got more flexibility. And because I've worked, you know, to get a lot of weight off, and this seems to be, you know, more I can stay with forever, because I know that I'll always have to do this. I'll never be able to, you know, go back to what I used to do, but I don't want to.
I don't believe you will. I hear it. I hear it in your voice. I hope you're journaling, and if you're not, I hope you start, because everything that you said here, I'm just telling you what changed me. Everything you said here, in your own shorthand or whatever, document that, because when you write things down like this, it helps you get through the darker days where you're not quite as motivated. And it just starts getting really ingrained in you when you write things down. So all these types of things, these are great journal entries that's going to keep you going and sustain you even when you go through little valleys. And you will. You've been there. But
when you know, one valley leads to the next mountaintop. You're on a mountaintop right now. I can hear it fired up.
Yeah.
Just keep going. Keep going.
I will. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. God bless you. Thanks for calling in.
Bless, Lord bless you, too. Thanks.
Bye, woman.
Bye-bye.
Wow. Man, we're just blessed today. We're blessed. You had Donna call in, who's on a roll. You got Wendy. What about Wendy, y'all? I mean, we're talking 150-plus pounds. She's killing this thing. And what she's doing is what we tell people all the time that they need to do, and that's to stop making excuses and use the things that you say are holding you back. Use those things to propel you forward. Gosh, thanks for calling, Donna. Thanks for calling, Wendy. Awesome. Decide what you want. Decide what you're willing to give up for what you want. Establish your priorities and go to work. I want to read you some scripture. Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 19. I call heaven and earth to witness against you today. When? Today. I call heaven and earth to witness against you today. Excuse me. That I have set before you life and death. I have set before you blessing and curse. Huh. What about that, y'all? Today, you have a decision to make. You have a choice to make. The decision, the choice, is between life and death. Do you want life or do you want death? Do you want blessing or do you want a curse? I think it would be only the fool that could say death and a curse. But what? This doesn't come completely freely, right? I've set before you life or death, blessing or curse. Therefore, choose life that you and your offspring may live. You've got to make a choice. You get to choose these. How do you choose these? Well, Travis, we want life. We want blessing. You got to do something. I think that's the biggest fallacy ever, is that God's just going to give you whatever you want. You just need to ask for it, have more faith. I think faith has legs under it. I think you got to get up and do your part. When you've done all you can do to stand, then God will do the rest. Like Moses when he was leading the children of Israel out of Egypt. He had to do something. He wasn't transported and didn't have to make any kind of journey. He and the children of Israel, they journeyed out of Egypt and they got to the Red Sea. And then, like, what are we going to do now? You've let us out here, Moses, to die. But see, Moses did something. He made a choice. He made a decision to obey God. He had faith and he did it. But then he reached a place where he couldn't go further on his own. Then God intervened. But we are a people who's, I mean, my goodness, we can't stick to a decision for a day. Not a day. We've got like four challenges going on right now. You know why we have so many challenges going on? Because by the time we start one and people get excited, they lose interest and ask for another one. Because they like the new stuff. Or they've gotten in the middle of a challenge and they didn't do real well. And instead of just getting back up on their feet and keep going with this challenge, I need a new one so I can have a clean slate and start over. That's what's holding you back. You got to make decisions. You got to make decisions, folks. Got to make decisions. You do not lack motivation. Indecision is the problem. And what we're trying to decide on is, if you think about it with me for a minute, what we're trying to decide on and decide about is whether we want life or death, blessing or curse. Do we want to choose foods we love and help us lose weight, or choose foods that we love that cause us to gain weight? Because I know you love them old poisonous foods. The whiter the bread, the quicker you're dead. I know you like that stuff. We can have bread, but we got to have a Thomas Pie muffin. We got to have double fiber wheat bread. What's it taste like? Bread, but it don't make you dead. It's the small things that we have to do. It's drinking your water, following that water rule that we have. It's journaling, bite it and write it. It's food combinations to control blood sugar, to control insulin, to control that fat storage hormone. It's portions to control our calories. And our timing. We just follow those rules. And the last and most important rule, we bless the name of the Lord at all times. So these are easy things. And everything you need, not everything you want, but everything you need comes from your local grocery store. And you would lose weight. Doesn't matter. I don't need to hear about your thyroid. I hear about it every day. I hear about PCOS. I hear about thyroid. Not knocking it. These things are real. I hear about celiac. I hear about all kinds of stuff. That's not why you're not losing weight, though. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. No, it's not. No, it's not. I get little angry faces when I say that on Facebook. Anyway, I'll get a little angry face. I can pinpoint right when I'm going to get some angry faces. When I start saying things like that, that's not why you're overweight. Oh, and God forbid that I call food addiction sin. My Lord, people, they lose their mind calling me. I ain't calling you nothing. You got to be your own accuser. I don't know if you're a sinner or not. I'm not going to judge your heart. I'm just saying that if you've completely given yourself over to any form of idolatry, that's sin. Take it up with the Lord. I sin daily. I sin daily. If I say I have no sin in me, I'm a liar and the truth is not in me. I'm going to digress from it. It's remarkable to me to see everybody pointing out everybody's sin when they've got sin in their own life. And the Bible says you're going to be judged by the standard that you judge others. That's why I don't like to judge anybody. That means I'm not holding anybody to no high standard. I know what we all are, except for myself. I want to hold myself to a high standard, but I'm not going to judge anybody because the standard that God judges me will go upwards. And how I judge others, look, I used to be so hard on people till I went through some stuff. I went through some stuff. Man, I used to be so hard on people until I realized that's why I was being hard on myself, because God says he's going to judge, but you're also going to judge yourself because you know the things that you've said and how harsh you've been on others, and you know what your secret sin are, and you keep going around trying to find somebody that's done worse than you've done to make yourself feel better about what you've done. But again, I digress. Let's get back to it. So why is it so hard if this is so easy? Why is it so hard to do the little things like this that change your life in the biggest types of ways? It's these little things that we do. I know so many people that want a life change on so many levels, emotionally, relationships, all kinds of different. They want all these changes, and they look for something big to happen for there to be change and their life be turned around. They're playing the game of life like it's the lottery. You keep buying a lottery ticket hoping you're going to get the $200 million, and it's not coming. It's not coming.
keep on having that wishful thinking. There ain't no miracle pill coming. There ain't no miracle shot coming. Hard work. Why is it so hard to do these things that will change your life greatly and profoundly? Why is that so difficult? It's the little foxes that spoil the vines. It's the little things that we let creep in our mind. I don't love myself. I can't do this. I'm not smart enough. I've got this illness and that illness, and I work too much and can't do it on my schedule and can't afford to do it. These little things that we let in our mind begin to just suffocate us. And we quit doing the little things that make a big difference in our life. If you do these little things daily, not occasionally, but daily, your life changes. I know things get in the way. I know a lot of things get in your way. I get that. There's not one of us here that's not busy. Goes back to what Wendy was saying, two special needs children, and instead of using them as an excuse, she uses them as a catalyst to move forward and do better. There's some things in life that you cannot control. You can't control some things that happen to you, but you can control your decisions. I always get angry faces when I say this, if I'm doing Facebook Live. You're overweight because you're making a decision to be overweight. You're overweight because you've made a decision to be overweight. If you have any of the unintended consequences, better said, unintended illnesses that go along with being obese, and it wasn't a virus that attacked your pancreas, or you know what I mean. You've got high blood pressure because you're overweight. You've got acid reflux because you're overweight and how you eat. You're dealing with gout because of that. You're dealing with all these issues because of that. You're making a daily decision that you want to live with those things. It's not that this just happened to you. You're making the decision. So don't whine about it. Don't cry about it. Embrace it. Say, hey, I chose diabetes. I chose high blood pressure. Travis, that's hateful. I'm not being hateful. I'm telling you the truth. I'm not talking now, before I get hate mail, I'm not talking about some child who a virus attacked the pancreas. Pancreas shut down. They've got diabetes. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about people that are like me. Give yourself over to your food addiction, and now you deal with type 2 diabetes. You deal with, maybe if you keep on going, you deal with diabetes. You deal with high cholesterol. You deal with high blood pressure. You deal with acid reflux. You deal with depression. You're going to deal with those things, and it's a choice. It's a decision. If you look around and you see people doing better than you, if you look around and see people doing better than you, here's the difference. The people doing better than you procrastinate less. We all fall short of the glory, right? But the people doing better than you procrastinate less. They make less excuses. They put more effort in. They've been willing to exchange all this mess that they've been living with and all the foods that they love that cause them to be overweight, they've been willing to exchange that for life, health, life more abundantly. And what did they have to do? Follow a simple system and consume foods they love that help them lose weight. Got another caller. Hello.
Hey, Travis. This is Tish. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I didn't really want to call, but I felt like the Lord was making me.
Well, then it's going to be a blessing to you, to me, and everybody listening. I will tell you this.
This is going to be a good way to end today. I've got 8 minutes left in the broadcast. So if we get tore up in the Lord here and the thing abruptly goes off, it's because this is all the time that I bought.
Right. Well, that's fine.
So
no worries.
So talk to me. Talk to us.
Well, the reason I called was because I love Shibboleth. I'm so thankful to the Lord for it. I started about mid-January, and I have had so much success on it. But I wanted to encourage those people who have fallen, because that has happened to me over the past month. I haven't really gained any weight back per se, but I had a family crisis, and it, you know, I let the diet devil mess with my head, and I was sticking to the shield, you know, for the majority of the day, but in the evenings I was really struggling. And anyway, the reason I felt like I needed to call was just to encourage those who are suffering with, you know, something like that, that it is just what you say. You just have to get back up. And with the Lord's help, you can do that.
Amen. Amen. Now, you said you started in January?
I started mid-January, about January 15th. I started learning at the beginning of January, but I didn't start having perfect days until the 15th. And
okay.
I lost 30 pounds in, you know, 3 months.
Wow.
So far. And a lot of inches. I've gone from size 24 down to, I was wearing a 16 dress yesterday at church.
Oh, my God.
And so,
that's,
yeah, and I
that's
still
eight
have.
Sizes.
I still, huh?
That's eight sizes.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Gosh,
right.
Great job.
Yeah. It's been a blessing. It's been such a blessing. And it's like Wendy said, too, though, the program is so sustainable. It really is. I love that I can eat those English muffins. I do. I was like, I can have bread, people. This is wonderful. I had that fat-free Gordon's Pepper Jack and fat-free, you know, American on a grilled cheese the other day. It was the first day I tried that, and I thought, whoever needs the stuff that's going to make me fat when you can eat this? So good.
I know.
But,
you have a moment when you realize, wait a minute now, I can eat this and lose weight. It's good.
Well,
please
continue. I think the other thing I was going to tell you was that, you know, God is the one who works through us, and it's when we're suffering, we have to allow, because I'm a food addict, just like you were and everybody else that's overweight. We have to turn to the Lord and away from the food, because food doesn't do anything but make us feel worse. And so when we need comfort, we've got to rely on the Holy Spirit to bring that comfort. It can't be something that's going to just sink us further into the pit. It has to be God alone. And that means turning away from our sin, from, you know, in repentance, away from that food and to God, seeking Him in prayer, seeking Him in the Word. And that really is the answer. That's how we get back on track and get back our eyes focused. And only He can do it through us, because in our flesh, we're going to feed our flesh. Our flesh is going to fail us, just like the enemy when he's leading us astray. He's going to fail us, but not our great God. He's always truth. He's always right. His promises are always amen. And so we have a great hope that when we rely on Him and not ourselves, that we can do this for His glory.
Amen. Amen. That is awesome. So the Lord made you call. I can see why. But, you know,
well, I'm starting that. What?
You said that, but really, God give you unction to call, and you know what? You did something a lot of people don't do. You made the decision and made the choice to choose a blessing. And
yes.
You've been blessed, and you blessed others today.
Well, Travis, I'm starting that 4-week class with you today.
You starting that tonight?
Yeah, I am. Well, I started back today because I've been slacking on my journaling, so I'm going back today. Yep, I'm 4 weeks. I'm going to try to lose 20 more pounds. That's between 10 and 20. I got to be reasonable because I've lost a lot of weight in a short amount of time. So, but, yeah, I'm committing to that 4 weeks with you, so I'm looking forward to it.
Awesome. Well, let's make it happen, and I will see you tonight at 9 o'clock, and you bless me, Colin. I appreciate you calling.
All right. Thanks, Travis, for everything you
thanks.
Do.
God bless
you. All right.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Wow, y'all, I can't believe this is the second podcast, the second episode, and we have three crazy good calls in the midst of my nonsense. We had three great calls, and, you know, it's really helped me realize today that when the Lord gives you he gave me unction to do this. I'm like, when am I going to fit it in? What if I don't stick to it? Yada, yada. What if there's not enough money to pay for the thing? All this stuff. And now today I get to see why God gave us unction to do this, because it lets you hear from other folks that have gone through what you've gone through. And I appreciate those three ladies calling in. Each one is just terrific. It's just terrific. I need to come to a close. We're about to get to a hard stop here. But I want to leave you with a couple of thoughts before we go. We've got a minute left. If you have found yourself in the valley, Bible talks about the valley of decision. But there's a valley of indecision. We all go through valleys. We all go through valleys. And when we go through these valleys, it's really important to not be in the valley of indecision. Because if you're in that valley and you don't make a decision because you're afraid, because of fear of missing out, whatever it is, things aren't ever going to get better. Wishful thinking is not going to make it happen. Let's move you over into the valley of decision. You're in the valley of decision. You've got a choice to make. Do you want a blessing? Do you want life? Or do you want death and curse? It really is easy to do this. But you've got to make a decision. I've enjoyed being with you guys. And by the way, a decision's not meant to waffle on. It's not meant to rationalize. Out of it, a decision is just that. It is a decision, a lasting one. God bless y'all.